He's quite a disturbing influence, all right. The first boy plays it safe. They all sip their coffee and think about that. Then the next one says, "And he could constitute an actual danger." "That's true, that's true," the doctor says. The boy thinks he may have found the key and goes on. "Quite a danger, in fact," he says, and moves forward in his chair. Keep in mind that this man performed violent acts for the sole purpose of getting away from the work farm and into the comparative luxury of this hospital. "Planned violent acts," the first boy says. And the third boy mutters, "Of course, the very nature of this plan could indicate that he is simply a shrewd con man and not mentally ill at all." He glances around to see how this strikes her and sees she still hasn't moved or given any sign. But the rest of the staff sits there glaring at him like he said some awful, vulgar thing. He sees how he stepped way out of bounds and tries to bring it off as a joke by giggling and adding, "You know, like he who marches out of step hears another drum." But it's too late. The first resident turns on him after setting down his cup of coffee and reaching in his pocket for a pipe big as your fist. "Frankly, Alvin," he says to the third boy, "I'm disappointed in you. Even if one hadn't read his history, all one should need to do is pay attention to his behavior on the ward to realize how absurd the suggestion is. This man is not only very, very sick, but I believe he is definitely a potential assaultive. I think that is what Miss Ratchet was suspecting when she called this meeting." "Don't you recognize the archetype of psychopath? I've never heard of a clearer case. This man is a Napoleon, a Genghis Khan, Attila the Hun." Another one joins in. He remembers the nurse's comments about disturbed. "Robert's right, Alvin. Didn't you see the way the man acted out there today? When one of his schemes was thwarted, he was up out of his chair on the verge of violence. You tell us, Dr. Spivey, what do his records say about violence?" "There is a marked disregard for discipline and authority," the doctor says. "Right. His history shows, Alvin, that time and again he has acted out his hostilities against authority figures, in school, in the service, in jail. And I think that his performance after the voting furor today is as conclusive an indication as we can have of what to expect in the future." He stops and frowns into his pipe, puts it back into his mouth, and strikes a match and sucks the flame into the bowl with a loud popping sound. When it's lit, he sneaks a look up through the yellow cloud of smoke at the big nurse. He must take her silence as agreement because he goes on, more enthusiastic and certain than before. This book is continued on Disc 5.